One of the beautiful gifts of our Catholic tradition is that for thousands of years, we've had people meditating upon the Holy Scriptures. And so you don't just have to take Father Jonathan's word for what the Bible means. What I seek to do is, in my study, see what the tradition of the church has taught us. And today I'd like to share with you a most beautiful interpretation of our gospel reading. And this is from an Italian by the name of St. Lawrence of Brindisi, who lived in the early 17th century. So that's the late 1600s. And listen to what he wrote as he reflected on today's gospel. To each must be given what belongs to him. This surely is a judgment full of heavenly wisdom and instruction. For it teaches that authority is twofold, having an earthly and human aspect, and a heavenly and divine aspect. It teaches us that we owe a twofold duty of obedience to human laws and to the law of God. The coin bearing Caesar's likeness and inscription must be given to Caesar, and the one stamped with the divine image and likeness must be given to God. Now, it's the next bit that is so beautiful. Listen to these words particularly. We bear the imprint of your glorious face, O Lord. We are made in the image and likeness of God. So you, O Christian, because you are a human being, are God's tribute money. Isn't that great? We are God's tribute money. A little coin bearing the image and likeness of the divine emperor. You're a little coin, and so am I. But we bear the image, says St. Lawrence, of the divine emperor. One person who understood this so well was the man who we honored yesterday, St. Ignatius of Antioch. St. Ignatius was martyred in Rome around the year 108 AD. And a year before that, the emperor, a man by the name of Trajan, came to Antioch, which is in modern-day Syria. So Syria, as you would know, is in north of Palestine, thousands of kilometers away from Rome. And so Trajan came all the way from Rome to Antioch. And this is what he was there to do. He was there to say to the Christians, either denounce your faith or die. And having given that very clear message, he said, now I want to meet with your bishop. And the bishop was St. Ignatius. And this is what the emperor said to St. Ignatius. Who are you, poor devil, who set our commands at naught? And check out Ignatius's response. Call not him, poor devil, who bears God within him. When the emperor questioned him about the meaning, the saint explained that he bore in his heart Christ crucified for his sake. Then we're told that Trajan sentenced Ignatius to death, but he didn't have him killed in Antioch. He said, you're going to go all the way to Rome, and there you will be fed to the wild beasts. Now, here's the beautiful irony of history. Go on the internet, you will not find any of the writings of Emperor Trajan. Go on the internet, and you can find all of the letters that St. Ignatius wrote to the churches as he went from Antioch to Rome to be martyred. Isn't that beautiful? Why is this possible? Because of God. Because St. Lawrence and St. Ignatius understood something so clear, something that we beautifully prayed in today's collect, where we ask God, Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. That's it. You and I, little coins who bear the divine image, are to serve God's majesty in sincerity and in our heart, or sincerity of heart, excuse me. So how is it possible that people can live in this world with that kind of perspective? It's because they understand today's gospel very, very deeply. And I want to unpack this gospel for you a little bit because it's so important to understand the historical context to see what's going on here. So this is Holy Week. It's within days of our Lord's passion and his crucifixion. And the Jewish authorities are so bent on destroying him that something remarkable happens. The Pharisees and the Herodians make an agreement. Now you need to appreciate it. They hated each other. It would be like serious Republicans and Democrats getting together. It really is. It's that opposite. For you see, the Pharisees hated Roman rule. And they wanted Rome out of Jerusalem and Israel. The Herodians, by their name, Herod, were in league with the Romans. And so the two of them come together and say, ha ha, we're going to get Jesus here. Well, let's begin by buttering him up. And of course, they compliment him, and everything they say about him is absolutely true. But St. Matthew says, discerning their malice. And what was their malice? Well, it was the trap that they were setting. For you see, the Pharisees wanted to know, do we pay taxes to Caesar or not? And if he said, yeah, we do, then the Pharisees would say, ha ha, we've got him. He's against Israel. He's collaborating with the Romans. But then, if he said, no, we shouldn't pay that tax, then the Herodians would have him. And they would say, oh, here's another Galilean who's trying to start a tax revolt. Ha ha! We'll let the Romans know about this. But Jesus, knowing their malice, doesn't fall into the one trap or the other. What does he say? Well, the first thing he says is, boys, show me the coin that's used. And here's the funny thing. One of the Pharisees goes into his pocket and gets out the denarius. And Jesus says, you hypocrite. You who don't want to pay the tax, you who don't want anything to have to do with Rome, you've got it right there in your pocket. And then he says, well, show me the image. Whose image is on the coin? And here you would have seen, if you had the denarius, it would have been the image of the emperor, a man by the name of Tiberius, who was emperor from AD 40 to AD 37. And on the coin were written these words. And it is a very, very important thing that is written on the coin. With the image, it would have said, the son of the divine Augustus. Who was Augustus? He was the first emperor. And here, Tiberius is the son of the divine Augustus. In other words, the son of God. And then you turn the coin over, and to add insult to injury, do you know what it said on the other side? The high priest. The emperor is the son of God, and he's the high priest. And what does Jesus say? Give to him what belongs to him, which is the coin. But here's the point of the whole story. It's what Jesus says next. Give to God what belongs to God. And what is that? Well, if the coin has the image of the emperor, think back to Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. In other words, what Jesus is saying, you bear the image of God. So give the emperor his coin, but give your life to God. Give your life to God. And that's what St. Lawrence so clearly understood when he said, you, O Christian, because you are a human being, are God's tribute money, a little coin bearing the image and likeness of the divine emperor. Now, beloved, it has always been the way that in a world like this, people think that the most important people are politicians, be it the emperor in the first century, or be it Cyrus, the Persian emperor in the year 537 BC. Now, Cyrus was like Donald Trump. And by that I mean he was the most famous person in the world. He was a man of great influence that could do either good or ill. And if any name was known in 537 BC, it was the name of Cyrus. But listen to what our passage from Isaiah says about who Cyrus is in relationship to the true God. First of all, Cyrus is God's instrument to be used in a way that Cyrus doesn't even realize, which will be to actually bring the Jewish people from exile back to Jerusalem. But listen to these words. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. This is what today's Mass is all about. We are called to be good citizens of this country, of Canada. We are to give to Caesar what is rightfully his. And part of that at this time means to seek to respond to the guidelines that the government gives us in relation to COVID-19. But to have the perspective to realize that Prime Minister Trudeau, Premier Kenney, Mayor Nenshi have important roles to play, but they are not God. They are not our Savior, nor is Joe Biden or Donald Trump. But the way the world presents the news, it's the image of the emperor that's put forward as the thing that's most important. No, it's not. Jesus Christ, who is God, says that what's most important is you and me as God's tribute money. And we are to give our little coin to the divine emperor, so that we indeed can serve the majesty of God in sincerity of heart and with the beautiful words from our second reading from Thessalonians, we can understand that in this life, we are to grow in the work of faith, the labor of love, and steadfastness of hope, because we are full of the conviction that God is always first, and Caesar is always second.